This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been reflecting on an impact thought during recent visits. When reading God's Word, sometimes a thought develops in my mind based on what I'm reading. I usually stop and write down the thought as clearly as I can. Then I reread the portion that triggered the thought to make sure I wasn't reading something into the text. Always check to make sure the Bible affirms the thought before you apply it to your life or share it with others. The thought we've reflected on came to me in the flow of life. When this happens, I follow the same procedure. I write it out. Then I check the scriptures to see if they support the thought. If they do, I call it an impact thought. It would be good to apply it to my life, and I should look for ways to share it with others. We've been doing this with the impact thought that came to me. God wants me to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity while living in the midst of human ambiguity and ambivalence. I was facing some challenges and was getting caught up in the conflicting details, feeling ambivalent and getting bogged down and discouraged. As long as I focused on the human circumstances and my ambivalent feelings and thoughts, I was sidetracked from what God wanted me to be and do. The impact thought, backed up by illustrations from the lives of some well-known biblical characters, helped me get back on track and keep walking, working, and worshiping with divine clarity. I trust our study will help keep you on track as well. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.